Radio 1. Radio 1. Corneel de Klerk. Wonderland. Down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole. Down the rabbit hole. Een uur lang duiken we onder in de muzikale wereld van Roisin Murphy.
Daar straks hadden we het al over het nieuwe album van Roisin Murphy, Roisin Machine. Ze is in vorm, dat kan ik je al zeggen. En nu kiest ze 1 uur lang ook alle plaatsen. Good evening again, Roisin Murphy.
Good evening.
Let's get starting. Let's get this roller coaster going. It's going to be wild. You've sent us like an amazing list of songs to play tonight. And we're starting with some real bedroom music from the 80s.
Oof.
Luther Vandross. What is your story with Luther?
Well, I heard of Luther first from a lady that I used to babysit for in Manchester, and she was absolutely obsessed with Luther Vandross, and had all his records, pictures of him all over, had no idea he was gay, was completely in love with him. And nobody did, actually. We all thought he was gorgeous. He was so suave and debonair at that point. He was one of the biggest stars in the world at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 87. And she, I always remember that she was someone who had little parties and sold sex toys and dressing up things, dressing up things. It's called Ann Summers here. It used to be like a catalogue and like, you know, it was like a pyramid scheme type thing where people would have parties and sell Ann Summers stuff.
It was a pyramid scheme with sex toys?
Yeah, like a kind of, like Avon Lady as well, you know, like, you know, but with sexy stuff, sex toys, lingerie.
Okay.
Had this huge cupboard full of every conceivable yoke, you know.
Yeah.
So I've got this really like sex thing with Luther combined, obviously goes back to those memories being combined, and knowing she was a bit of a one, and so on. But no, seriously, Luther might be my favorite voice ever.
It's an incredibly sexy song.
It's such a good tune, and I love the sort of drum machine business on it, and it's the arrangement is just balanced, just so. There's plenty of space in it. Everything's got the pocket. Oftentimes you find his vocal arrangements are like that. It's just complex, but everything seamlessly flows from one thing into another and is catchy, even though it's not repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's ingrained, like, you know, his vocal arrangements are like granite arrangements. Once they're there, they're chiseled into stone and nobody can do better. Like Frank Sinatra, really.
Let's listen to it. The Night I Fell in Love by Luther Vandross.
Stop. but nothing there will be. The night that I fell in love, and I tender, even man. Happened to my life. The stars light were ringing around.
The night
that fell in love with you. Yeah.
The night I fell in love from Luther Vandross. You sang the whole song.
I know every word of it.
It's amazing.
It's like a river. It's one of those songs. It's just like a river. You don't have to know it. You just know it.
It just flows.
A few times.
Yeah.
It flows, baby.
Yeah. There's also something to the aesthetic of this song that really reminds me of your new album.
Yes.
And all of the songs you've chosen, or almost all of the songs you've chosen, are from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
I did choose a couple of new ones.
Yeah, some.
I put them in there. Well, I chose the Moody
that's true.
Man one.
That's true.
Why did I not put Moody Man in there?
We can if you want. We can play.
Come on.
I have Tea Leaf Dancers, Flying Lotus.
That's pretty.
There's something like it. It reminds me of your music. I don't know what it is.
There's a lot of sense of space in the music that I'm gravitating towards lately. And I've been looking into dub quite heavily.
Mm-hmm.
And German kind of techno dub and that whole era in the early 90s in Berlin, whereby there's just lots of space. And I think warmth and the engineering is insanely good, and the sense of effect.
No, I can't seem to get it, and in my mind I'm ready. My time's made up, I gotta go. And it's alright if you want to see through your tomorrows, but right now I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. No, I can't seem to forget, and in my mind is dead. My time's made up, but I'm at home. And it's alright if you want to be who you want to be, but right now I gotta go. If you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily. I said, if you want to stay, then you can be here with me. But I can't let go of this love, oh no, so easily.
Tea Leaf Dancers by Flying Lotus and Andrea Triana. Why did that have to be played tonight?
I just love it. I mean, it's a good dance record as well, this one. I love the tempo of it for dancing. It's so expressive.
Of course, Roisin Murphy, there is some Italian music in there. We've already played a song that reminded you of your, you call him your husband, even though you're not married. That's how deep the love goes. Un uomo che ti ama, a man that loves you.
Mm-hmm.
There is something incredibly romantic about playing that song right now. How much do you love your man?
I've never been as happy as after my second child. This has been the happiest period of my life. I'm very supported, and I'm a woman who should never really complain. I've got everything, you know. I mean, sometimes things get me down, but I get to make music and fanny around and be silly, and I get to come home to a fabulous family, a real family. After I had my first child, I broke up with my partner, like 9 months in, for various reasons, and I didn't think I'd have that, even that romance again, to be honest with you. And then so when I did, and then I had another child on top of it all, it was just, you know, that's the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's just that consolidation of what's here at home is so important to me, you know, what happened there with him and how amazing he is with both my children.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's introduced me to a lot of Italian music, and he did an album of, no, not an album, an EP of covers mainly of Italian tracks from the 70s and 80s, really. We covered a Lucio Battisti track called Ancora 2, but we chose to play this because it's a bit more up, and I really love the arrangement. It's very, very funky. Extremely dramatic. Everything's very dramatic with Italians, but it still fascinates me that I'll sing Ancora 2 in Italy, and everyone, no matter what age they are,
they know it.
The song.
Yeah.
They know the song, and the kind of song it is. It's like, when you break it down, what's the most famous line in it is, no, I'm not seeing anyone else. I've just taken up smoking again. And everyone sings it, but this is not an anthemic, grandiose statement. These songs are speaking to you.
Mm-hmm. Let's maybe listen to a little piece of that song sang by you, Ancora Tu. Disperazione, gioia mia, sarò ancora tu, sperando che non sia follia, ma sia perché sia. Abbracciami, amore mio, abbracciami, amor mio, che adesso lo voglio anch'io. Een stukje uit Ancora Tu van Rosie Murphy. We gaan nu luisteren naar haar keuze van dezelfde artiest, Lucio Battista. Un uomo che ti ama. Kettiama, een man die van je houdt. Zij heeft dus een Italiaanse vriend, Rosie Murphy, waar ze een kind mee heeft ook. Haar tweede kind, waar ze extreem gelukkig mee is ook. I can really feel like a lot of passion for Italian culture, right?
Oh, sure, I am Italian. The old Irish people call me Italian.
Oh, really?
And when I was on holiday recently, I went around all the houses with focaccia, because it's place close to our house that does the most amazing focaccia in Ibiza.
So you're bringing it around.
Everywhere I went, I brought focaccia, and everyone thought I was Italian. Everyone was like, is she Italian?
Have you already become like very, very difficult with like pasta and how it's been cooked and critiquing every pizza you eat?
No, I wouldn't say very difficult.
A tiny bit. Yeah, that's what happens when you're together with an Italian, I guess. Love Out, Biting Tongues. That's 1989, when you were about, I think, 16 years old, right?
Yes.
You're, I think, already living on your own even?
I was, yeah.
This is like party music, right?
Yeah, I mean, Biting Tongues were on Factory Records. Graham Massey was a member of Biting Tongues. And I met Graham Massey about the time he was mastering this record.
Oh, wow.
I was going out with a lad who was a hip-hop producer. And we were in Strawberry Studios. That was the studio that was built by 10cc.
Oh, wow.
And in there, I met Graham Massey. I met Martin Hannett, who produced some of the Joy Division and an awful lot of really great records on Factory. But I didn't know the significance of meeting all these people at the time, or the significance of being allowed to walk into a studio like that that no longer exists. They're more like caravans than studios these days. Compared to that, was just pure beauty.
So the first, like, getting into the music business was actually, this song just reminds you of that first moment.
A brush with it, I should say.
Yeah,
a brush with the industry. I didn't really brush with it until I was 19 then, after that, when I moved to Sheffield.
Which is still young enough, right?
Yeah, well, I've been around the block a bit by then.
Let's listen to it. Biting Tongues, Love Out. Biting Tongues, Love Out. Rosine was erbij toen dit nummer werd afgewerkt in een luxueuze studio die 10cc, de band, ooit nog had gebouwd. Ze is nog altijd lyrisch over die studio. Studios vandaag lijken een beetje op caravans, vindt ze. Ze was 16 toen dat gebeurde, toen ze erbij was. Ze woonde toen al op haar eentje liever in Manchester. Lief was erbij, die was hip-hop producer en via hem ontmoette ze dan die mensen. Het was de eerste keer dat ze een beetje in contact kwam met die muziekwereld. We're going back to Italy now, Rosine Murphy, for Mina. I feel like she sometimes has a similar voice to yours.
Jesus, I'll take that as a massive compliment.
Oh yeah,
I mean, I found it very, very hard to sing the songs that she sings. The range she has.
Mm-hmm.
She's a virtuoso singer. Totally, totally. I am not. So singing in Italian when I was trying to sing Mina songs was not a problem, but actually singing the songs was mm-hmm. was a massive challenge. And I believe it really stretched my ability. There's two kinds of ways that I write. Sometimes I write in a very puzzle way mm-hmm. and something that's, you know, I enjoy is fun for me, if you forgive the pun. But it's also very Freudian. And things can slip through these puzzles.
Yeah.
So there has been this gradual over the years entering into a more soulful, conversational mode in my songwriting. That's been developing slowly all over the years. But this sort of looking into the, especially Mina. Mina has affected my sense of self as a performer as well, I think. Good and bad, up and down, in and out. Just take it and own it.
I'm not sure if I understand it right, but is it like as if Mina influenced you to be more honest in your own songs?
Honest is not a great word for it, because that would be very...
Yeah, that would mean you've lied.
There's only so much going on in my life, to be honest with you, and I'm a songwriter, so I have to use a bit more imagination than just myself.
I'd like to run away, but I can't. There's a greyhound bus.
mij van Mina. Ik vond dat haar stem een beetje op die van Mina lijkt, Rojean Murphy. Maar zij vindt van zichzelf dat ze niet zo goed zingt. Doet me misschien ook al wat aan Christy denken op een manier. Mooi. Een ontdekking. Het volgende lied dat Rojean Murphy heeft gekozen is The Windows of the World van Dionne Warwick. Zoals denk ik bijna alle liedjes van Dionne Warwick. Geschreven door Burt Bacharach en Hal David. De songwriters. Do you think you would be able to be only a songwriter to write songs for others like Bacharach and David did?
Wow, yeah, maybe. Maybe I will do that in the future. Yeah, I mean, there's only so much time in the world, you know. Mm-hmm. And I definitely want to concentrate more on film in my 50s. I'm 47 now. So we'll see.
Writing movies, making them, or playing in movies?
Well, directing and writing, mm-hmm. or having a part in writing. Not being in it, not so much interested in being in the films. Okay.
What kind of movie would you like to make?
Only film I'd like to be in is a biopic of Dusty Springfield.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'd like to do that. But I wouldn't like to direct that.
Okay.
It's a heartache.
Okay.
But I think I could very much play her. I think I'm made of the same DNA. I'm Irish, Mancunian. I've become a soul singer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a perfectionist. I'm deeply insecure about my singing as next. Yeah.
Okay.
As next to the black artist that she was so enthralled with and studied their perfectionism.
Mm-hmm.
And she wouldn't leave the studio until 8 o'clock in the morning if she didn't get it right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you listen to some of the disco tracks she did, I mean, the vocals on there, what it must have took to get them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just incredible. And you sense from her that she was her own vocal producer. When you hear the stories,
mm-hmm.
she was there. She stayed later than everyone else. She, deeply insecure, worried that she wasn't as good as even the musicians that she was singing with.
Shouldn't we just listen to a song of Dusty Springfield then?
Yeah, let's listen to Dusty.
What song would you like to listen to?
There's a disco one called... That's the kind of love I have for you. That's what it's called.
That's the kind of love I got for you van Dusty Springfield. Rosine wil ooit Dusty Springfield spelen in een film over Dusty's leven. Die wil ze zelf gaan maken. Binnen een paar jaar wil ze vooral op film gaan focussen. Niet meer echt op muziek maken, maar dus wel op films maken. Niet per se iets echt spelen, dat hoeft niet per se, maar gewoon ze maken. Dat is het leukste. En ze ziet heel veel gelijkenissen tussen het leven van Dusty Springfield en dat van haarzelf. Lovely. Really good choice.
Yeah. Apparently she actually went to Paradise Garage because they were playing it at Paradise Garage, and she went to
dance on her own music.
To give the DJs a hug and to thank them.
Oh, wow. That's how insecure she was.
Which is what I would have done.
Have you ever done that?
Like,
go to,
oh, yeah.
To dance on your own music and hug the DJs?
I suppose I might have done. Yes, I've done all sorts of nightclubs, really, me.
Yeah. Let's get going to Speed My Speed. Speed My Speed, which I had never heard about, is a French song?
Yeah, he's a French artist, yeah.
It's a crazy song about all kinds of drugs.
It is, yeah. It's just basically a list of drugs, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like a prescription, but like a really bad prescription.
It depends on how you look at it,
yeah.
I suppose. But he likes speed a lot. It's such a tune, though, isn't it? He's supposed to be like the David Bowie of France.
Yeah.
And I'd never heard of him, and I was starting to look into maybe doing some French songs.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was researching French music and realised that would be a whole other ball game. I mean, it wouldn't be the same thing at all.
Mm-hmm.
It would be more rock, I guess, than the stuff that I was gravitating towards.
Yeah.
In Italy, and this was what the French seemed to do well. In my mind, was this sort of thing, this kind of edgy stuff, or kind of new wave-ish, or that kind of era area. They did very, very well.
Radio 1, Wonderland.
Spin my speed, oh spin my speed, my sweetest speed, spin my lung. Spin my spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Cardinal, Valium, Nimbutal, Librium, I like. Cocaine, sister, morphine, baby, heroin. I like. Spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Mogadon, Mandrax, Mescaline, plus Captagon. Stick et joint, camel, cannabis, pénol, chine. I like. Spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Spin, oh spin, my sweetest spin, spin my love. Spin my love, spin
Speed van Anna en Kant is een beetje een shoppinglijstje vol met drugs, maar hij houdt dus vooral van Speed, zingt hij. Een lied trouwens dat ze leerde kennen toen ze op zoek ging naar goede Franse liedjes om te coveren, die Rosie Murphy. En dan komen we nu uit bij een echte musician's favorite. Really, I think Kenya, they're so popular with musicians mostly.
Yeah, I mean, Can are like, everybody's into Can, especially in the last sort of 15 years. You know, this is one of the very famous ones. Mm-hmm. I like this one because you can really have a little boogie to it.
And a real groove.
Vocal, I always thought the vocal was a woman. And then I was watching some film about Can and I realized it was a Japanese man.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
He's a singer, yeah.
It sounds really soulful though, doesn't it? It sounds really proper.
It sounds super great. And I think that's one of the things that people like about Can is that their sound was amazing.
Yeah. Well, the records still stand up, you know.
Very much.
Great. Next to even to a new record, it sounds great.
Very much. They both died, the singer, guitarist, and the drummer 3 years ago. Let's listen to it. Can met Vitamin C.
Radio 1.
Wonderland.
Opnieuw, funkiness, alom dit. Een plaat die sowieso qua sound echt nog heel goed kan opboksen tegen platen van nu. Deze Vitamin C van Can. Vooral die drums, echt heerlijk. Rosie Murphy, now we're going to Jamaica. Are you into reggae music?
I am, very much so, yeah.
Well, have you ever been to Jamaica?
Yeah, a few times. And actually, I sang with a Jamaican band out there for a friend who had a wedding out there.
Oh, really?
And he took me out there and I said to him, get a band there and we'll do reggae versions of my songs.
Of your own songs?
So
what was that like?
It was brilliant. It was kind of really laid deep in sort of dub uh-huh. versions. Forevermore and Sing It Back, Time Is Now, all the big mm-hmm, hitters mm-hmm. from Loco. And then I did a few solo tracks as well that they asked for. So
I can completely imagine those songs like in a reggae remix. Sing
oh, it's
it
brilliant.
Back.
They brought the guys in from Kingston.
Yeah.
What are you laughing at?
No, I just laughed.
What's funny about it?
It's just a funny idea. You standing on stage with like this whole Jamaican band doing
this. Is reggae
remixes.
Funny to you?
No, not at all.
Am I funny?
Music is serious
business.
I know I'm a little bit funny. No, I just like
but
the
seriously,
idea.
They were incredible musicians. You know, mind-blowing good musicians. They'd learn the songs kind of in a disco flavor.
Yeah.
When I arrived, and I only had one sort of session of rehearsal to get it right, and we played through the songs, and they were all perfect, you know, as good as they could be in that kind of arrangement of musicians. And then I said to them, can we reggae it up a bit? And they just seemed to kind of totally relax. And it just kicked off from there, and it just went really good. It was really great, and it was a small audience and everything. It's one of them things where, you know, it's one of the best moments I can remember
wow.
in music. They were really, really cool guys, super cool guys, okay. all really handsome as well. Most handsome band I've ever had.
That helps with the memory.
Yes.
Let's listen to Rizla Skank by Dillinger and Trinity.
Why not?
The song is called the Rizla, featuring the brother Carl Trinity and our man Dillinger. The song is called the Rizla, featuring the brother Carl Trinity and our man Dillinger.
Hey, brother Dillinger, how you doing?
Right now, I'm on kind of snuff, trying to smoke a spliff, I would say.
And I'm alright, I just don't need a pipe, you know.
And how you doing, brother?
I'm feeling fine. Pretty boy, make your mind.
Man, let me tell you about the Rizla. So that let me tell you about the Rizla. Well, watch out, man. One time, gone it was the bread bag. A little after that, it was the contrast. Nowadays, man, let me step in a England town. Them a tell me about the Rizla. Well, after that me gone up to New York City. Man, them just a tell me about the bamboo. So
let's get it on from dusk till dawn. And the dread kind of feel so warm, I would say. London City down to Birmingham town. Not the trade and a clown. Trade them got to wheelie, hold him stiff. And then him really kind of feel so quick. And then him could have never miss. Bring up the Rizla. And then bring up the Rizla.
Sometimes him smoke it and sometimes him brood. But a man who brood will have another use. Come make me tell you about the Rizla.
So watch a man. So give me a light and stop inside. Strike up the match and go on like a rat bat.
Tell him brother Trinity, I would tell him brother Trinity.
Give me a light.
Whoa.
Come make me smoke up the Rizla.
You want a sight with all your might. You
can weed.
Better breathe.
Them a sow the seed. So them need as I would say.
Jamaican weed take the lead. Because it's full of speed. And it's time to be the better breathe.
The Rizla skank.
Keep me in a higher rank.
So now call the Rizla skank in it out.
Kinda universal, feel martial, no partial. Live the life you love and then you love the life you live and
they
then.
They say me make two step and the wicked them a sweat. Make two step and the wicked them a sweat.
Tell your body Rizla.
I sing it not the dread of the Satan.
We living in a London.
Sing it and we walk in a Birmingham.
Tell you that the time say we gone up to Southampton.
Young a singing at the trade, never try to leave him Tom.
And he said you went up to Upton Park. That the time the little dad started to bark.
See the dread a wear up them clocks and the daughter them a cough. Cannot the Rizla, cannot the Rizla, cannot the Rizla.
dancing at the Rizla.
What belongs to Caesar, give it unto Caesar. Caesar love him razor, so give Caesar him razor to shape off him beard because him afraid of John Slayer.
Come say, old King Kate, tell him went to a trade and him didn't have no beard. Not to drink little lemonade.
Them know them culture. Tell them one time.
And then you try to meditate.
Tell them two times.
Then you try to hesitate. And then you sat in your gate. Well, love your Islam.
Brother Trinity, if you even want to tell them two times, my man don't really mind. Tell them, Brother Trinity, and make them know themselves.
Rizla Skank van Dillinger en Trinity krijgt die niet echt uit mijn hoofd. Zing het back in een reggae-versie, heerlijk. Als je trouwens alle muziek terug wilt vinden die Rosine heeft gekozen vanavond, kan het op onze website radio1.be. Dit zal er ook bij staan. This is the last song Rosine Murphy and we're going to listen to. All and All by Joyce Sims. Super great song. I didn't know it before, but we're going out with a bang, right?
Yeah. I mean, this. I remember this from my days in the flat in Manchester and when I was clubbing in Manchester. And Mantronix, who's the producer on this, was like almost like a Mancunian. Somehow he did a lot of DJing in Manchester. Mm-hmm. The music that he made somehow fit the baggy. This is a little bit before that, but actually sort of toward the end of the 80s, he was making a kind of a mix of styles that really suited the kind of baggy, the hacienda, the that kind
all
of
the
scene.
Big clubs, yeah.
Yeah, it had a specific, gait to it, shall we say. It has a specific lopsided feel to it that's a bit baggy. But he's not from Manchester at all, but very much taken to Manchester as one of their own. And I found this record in a car boot sale when I was 13. And I played it to death.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of brutal. It's all very MIDI. It's kind of like intense. But it has a flow too, like a river, the arrangement here.
Yeah.
And that vocal is really punky. I love Joyce Sims. She's just really got this edge.
Okay.
She's a soul singer, but she's a fucking punk. So,
a bit like
there you.
You
go.
A bit like you. Joyce Sims, All and All.
First man.
That was it. Rosie Murphy, has been great spending this night together. Sorry, that came out really weird. But it was really, really nice. Really nice selection of music as well.
Thank you.
I really hope seeing you on stage very soon.
We should have to hope. But there will be performances to be seen and observed online
okay.
for me.
That
are varying kinds.
That's the next best thing. Thank you so much. Have a great evening. And
thank you.
See you very soon. Bye.
See you. Bye. Bye.